Are sick people really covered? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There is one thing Donald Trump actually liked about Obamacare.
Under this plan, it will be against the law for insurance companies to deny you coverage because of a pre-existing condition.
President Trump has promised that his plan would also cover pre-existing conditions. But what we tend to forget is that Obamacare didn't just cover sick people. It also charged them the same premium as healthy people.
Insurance companies will finally have to charge you the same rates as everybody else, even if you have a pre-existing condition. That's what the Affordable Care Act does.
That's why premiums under Obamacare got so high. So now, to what President Trump told John Dickerson on Face the Nation Sunday, he guaranteed his plan would cover sick people.
We actually have a clause that guarantees.
Okay, excellent.
But he didn't say at what price, except to promise that competition would keep rates down.
What's going to happen is the competition is going to drive down the premiums, in my opinion, much, much more than people understand.
And ultimately, he wants health care completely turned over to the states.
Look, because if you hurt your knee, honestly, I'd rather have the federal government focused on North Korea than your knee.
Knee injuries are one thing, but are insurance companies really going to compete to cover sick people? You know, people with diabetes, heart disease, cancer. And when those people can't afford their premiums, is your state really going to pick up that cost? And if it doesn't, where do those people end up pitching their tents? Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.